Speaker 1.
There's such a vast range of cookery schools, it's unbelievable. Before booking a course, it's advisable to decide what you want from it. For me, it was easy. I wanted to pick up some new ideas for entertaining, but didn't need any basic techniques. So the course at the Brandale Cookery School suited me well. There were some people there who didn't know how to boil an egg, but there was extra tuition for them. The course is run by Sylvie Brandale, who's written cookbooks and appeared on TV. And subjects included stress-free parties and sauces from around the world. All great topics, and all of the ingredients were provided.
Speaker 2.
I was very lucky, really. I was on holiday and I happened to hear that there was a new cookery school at the nearby Four Seasons Hotel. They had four-hour classes every Saturday, starting at 7 a.m. The day I attended, there was a group of 10 enthusiastic participants, all eagerly awaiting instructions, though I gathered from their conversations that, unlike me, they were all fairly experienced cooks. You can imagine the look on our faces, though, when we were told we were going to visit the open-air fish market down by the port. We all came back having selected freshly caught seafood and were then taught the art of preparing it. Great stuff.
Speaker 3.
I'm a good cook, or so my sister says, so she thought I'd do an advanced course, but I was keen to go through the basics again. And this time I was determined to enjoy it. I registered for Glyn Harvey's cookery classes. Only four people in a class. We watched while he prepared the dishes, making it all seem so effortless. There wasn't much real cooking, although he did invite us to help slice the potatoes and tomatoes, and we were given some tasty, easy-to-cook recipes to take home. I came away bursting with ideas for giving a dinner party, something I hadn't felt like doing in a long time.
Speaker 4.
The course I attended covered a range of techniques from basic to advanced, and it gave you lots of practical tips. I was there to make up for the fact that, sadly, as a youngster, I was hardly ever allowed into the kitchen, which meant I'd turned into a chuck-it-in-the-pan sort of cook. Claire, the teacher, was very chatty and full of enthusiasm. She demonstrated several dishes in the morning while we took notes, and then we were given some equipment, and it was our turn to have a go. I made a splendid vegetable tart, which we ate at lunch. Now I'm planning to go again, and this time I'll concentrate on the more demanding recipes.
Speaker 5.
This weekend cookery course I did had an emphasis on local ingredients with hands-on practice with the chefs. I wouldn't have been happy with taking notes and following demonstrations, no matter how impressive the food produced. I wanted to get my hands dirty, just as I'd done as a little girl in school cookery lessons. It was at a seaside resort, and you stay in a hotel, which is very close to the fishing port, and so get to cook the local seafood. It's really intensive, and you cook two-course lunches as well as four-course dinners. But you get enough free time to make it an enjoyable weekend, too.
Now you will hear part three again. Speaker 1.
There's such a vast range of cookery schools, it's unbelievable. Before booking a course, it's advisable to decide what you want from it. For me, it was easy. I wanted to pick up some new ideas for entertaining, but didn't need any basic techniques. So the course at the Brandale Cookery School suited me well. There were some people there who didn't know how to boil an egg, but there was extra tuition for them. The course is run by Sylvie Brandale, who's written cookbooks and appeared on TV. And subjects included stress-free parties and sauces from around the world. All great topics, and all of the ingredients were provided.
Speaker 2.
I was very lucky, really. I was on holiday and I happened to hear that there was a new cookery school at the nearby Four Seasons Hotel. They had four-hour classes every Saturday, starting at 7 a.m. The day I attended, there was a group of 10 enthusiastic participants, all eagerly awaiting instructions, though I gathered from their conversations that, unlike me, they were all fairly experienced cooks. You can imagine the look on our faces, though, when we were told we were going to visit the open-air fish market down by the port. We all came back having selected freshly caught seafood and were then taught the art of preparing it. Great stuff.
Speaker 3.
I'm a good cook, or so my sister says, so she thought I'd do an advanced course, but I was keen to go through the basics again, and this time I was determined to enjoy it. I registered for Glyn Harvey's cookery classes. Only 4 people in a class. We watched while he prepared the dishes, making it all seem so effortless. There wasn't much real cooking, although he did invite us to help slice the potatoes and tomatoes, and we were given some tasty, easy-to-cook recipes to take home. I came away bursting with ideas for giving a dinner party, something I hadn't felt like doing in a long time.
Speaker 4.
The course I attended covered a range of techniques from basic to advanced, and it gave you lots of practical tips. I was there to make up for the fact that, sadly, as a youngster, I was hardly ever allowed into the kitchen, which meant I'd turned into a chuck-it-in-the-pan sort of cook. Claire, the teacher, was very chatty and full of enthusiasm. She demonstrated several dishes in the morning while we took notes, and then we were given some equipment, and it was our turn to have a go. I made a splendid vegetable tart, which we ate at lunch. Now I'm planning to go again, and this time I'll concentrate on the more demanding recipes.
Speaker 5.
This weekend cookery course I did had an emphasis on local ingredients, with hands-on practice with the chefs. I wouldn't have been happy with taking notes and following demonstrations, no matter how impressive the food produced. I wanted to get my hands dirty, just as I'd done as a little girl in school cookery lessons. It was at a seaside resort, and you stay in a hotel, which is very close to the fishing port, and so get to cook the local seafood. It's really intensive, and you cook 2-course lunches as well as 4-course dinners. But you get enough free time to make it an enjoyable weekend, too.
That is the end of part 3.